Your Humanities Half Hour is brought to you by the Northern Marianas Humanities Council.
Welcome to Your Humanities Half Hour. I'm Catherine Perry. Our topic today is the 2014 Summer Pre-Law Program, and we have three guests with us this afternoon. For the first half of our show, I'd like to welcome Nicole M. Torres, Law Clerk at the NMI Judiciary and Coordinator for the Summer Pre-Law Program. Nicole, welcome.
Thank you, Catherine. Good afternoon, viewers, and half a day to you all.
Boy, you're just so enthusiastic about this program, aren't you? Well, a little later on in the show, we do want to talk to a couple of other participants in the program in the past, attorney Lillian Tenorio and Assistant AG Cinta Kaipat. But for the first half of the show, share with us a little bit what this summer pre-law program is all about.
Okay, well, the summer pre-law program is one that started in 1991. And basically, a group of lawyers felt that we really need to increase the numbers of attorneys from the CNMI. So that's why kind of the program was started. And at the time, Professor Robert Desiderio and Michael Brody, both from the University of New Mexico School of Law, taught the initial program. So from there on, there have been countless programs. Summer pre-law programs, and this year will be the 8th. So we are very delighted to have this summer pre-law program this year, and it will be held from June 23rd to July 11th this summer at the House of Justice, the Gumu Justicia, Imualawewe, and Susupi Saipan. So the program basically is an introduction to law school. So what participants will be expecting in law school, they will be taking mini courses, workshops, we'll go through the law school admissions process. So they basically get a feel for each step, you know, in applying to law school.
What ages are eligible for this program? Are you targeting high schoolers or college students?
So right now we are targeting college students and any graduates, so anyone with their BA or BS.
Okay, and I imagine age doesn't matter. Maybe
no.
Somebody's in their 40s and they want to become a lawyer?
Age does not matter. In fact, you know, we will be having guests later on who attended the program later in their years.
So why did the people who started this feel that it was necessary? You did mention that they felt there was more people, but is there still a need to offer this special assistance to residents who might be interested, do you feel?
Yes, indeed. You know, the number of law students right now from the CNMI, I can count with, you know, my one hand.
Oh, really?
So you can tell that we still need that push. We still need that push. So that is what this summer pre-law program is all about, is to motivate students to really consider pursuing law and actually pursuing it. Yeah. So we are trying to give them all the tools they need to attend law school.
So say there's a listener out there who is actually not sure whether they really want to pursue law.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a program that is open to them, or are you looking for more serious students who are pretty sure that that's what they want to study?
We are looking for everyone in that category. From when I say everyone in that category, I mean students who are unsure and students who are very sure, very certain. So, you know, we've had students in the past who were unsure before they attended the program, and then they ended up attending law school. And so this is the program for those kinds of students, and this is also a program for students who already know they want to pursue law.
Give us an idea of how the program works. They have to make a commitment, like you said, from June 23rd to July 11th. But
right.
What can they expect?
Well, they'll expect to be attending classes in the mornings. So they will be taking two classes, mini law school classes.
At the House of Justice?
Right, okay. Right. So every day, typically Monday through Friday, sometimes Monday through Thursday, the students will be taking classes in the mornings. And then for certain days, there will be workshops on the law school admissions process and the law school admission test. And the law school admission test is basically one of those things, one of those standardized tests that interested applicants must take.
Who are the instructors this summer?
Professor Robert J. Desiderio of the University of New Mexico School of Law and Professor Rose Guzan Villazor from the University of California at Davis School of Law.
Does she have connections to the CNMI?
Yes, she
does. Yes,
her
name is familiar. I think I've interviewed her.
Probably.
Tell us what her connection is.
She is a Mont Carmel High School graduate.
Uh-huh.
So she grew up on Saipan. She graduated from one of our local high schools, and then she went off to the mainland to attend school. She returned to the CNMI after graduation, and I believe she was a teacher at Mont Carmel. And then I believe she did some work at the legislature. So she's maintained her ties with the CNMI after graduation.
Very good. So share with us how somebody can apply if they're interested.
Sure. So you could pick up an application at the House of Justice, at the Clerk of Court's office, or you could go online on our website, www.justice.gov/prelaw.aspx, and that's www.justice.gov/prelaw.aspx.
And what are the application requirements?
So first, of course, you have to be either a college student or a college graduate. And then you have to fill out an application. It basically asks for your name, you know, birthday, college information, whether you've taken the LSAT or not. And you're also required to draft a personal statement. The personal statement is just about a page and a half. So that basically tells us, you know, why you're interested in participating in the program, what you think you might gain, anything that the committee might need to know to review your application. And then there's an optional resume, and then there's a $100 non-refundable application fee, and that can be paid in installments. And I like to stress that because, you know, these are hard economic times, and the judiciary understands that. So we've allowed participants to pay that amount in installments.
Very good. When is the deadline for applications? The program's in June.
Mm-hmm. So it's next month, April 30th, and that is the priority deadline. So I've received numerous inquiries. We've already received applications. So I highly encourage anyone interested to please apply by that priority deadline. You could submit your application at first and then your personal statement later, but please submit your application by that deadline if you'd like to take advantage of this opportunity.
And do you need to pay the $100 by the deadline, or can you pay it before the class starts in installments?
Well, you probably should make a down payment.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So, that matter can be worked out kind of, you know, on a case-by-case basis. So,
okay.
Yeah, if an applicant cannot pay the full amount by the deadline, then we can work something out.
And how many students are you hoping to get this summer?
Well, we haven't discussed the cap amount, but in the past, we've had at least 10 to 20 students. Sometimes, I think there was one year where there were at least 20 students, so hopefully somewhere around that range.
It's like a regular class.
Yes, then. Yes.
Yeah. So you're an attorney.
Yes.
What prompted you to become an attorney?
Well, actually, speaking of, you know, the mock trial event just happened a few days ago. And in high school, I participated in that, and I also participated in the AG's Cup. So I was kind of surrounded by that kind of environment, and I was very motivated after participating in those activities to pursue law. I always knew I wanted to do law. I was always so motivated about the law, loved everything about it, which is crazy to some people, but I'm very passionate about law and law school.
Well, that's good that you found your passion at such a young age. What are some of the qualities that you think make a good lawyer? For example, if you don't like numbers, you might not want to become a doctor or something in the field of science, depending on what it is. But, you know, what are some of the traits of a lawyer that are necessary, you feel, in your experience?
I think attention to detail. Someone who loves writing. I love writing. Someone who loves research. Or even if you don't love research, research on academic things per se, but just research in general, you know, anything that you're interested in. Wow. What else? I think those are pretty much the top three things that come to mind.
So if you like writing and you enjoy paying attention to detail and you are interested in research in whatever capacity.
Right.
And you like law or justice, maybe this is a career for you. And we've been talking about the 2014 summer pre-law program. And in the second half of our show, we're actually going to have a couple of graduates of the program. Did you participate in this program?
Unfortunately, it wasn't offered the year I wanted to participate.
Do you think it would have helped you?
I think so.
How?
I actually participated in a different pre-law program that year. And it's structured similar to how this program is structured. So when I participated in that program, you know, it really convinced me that I wanted to pursue law. And I think that's what this program is about. I think for those students who are unsure, this program will convince you to pursue law or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great way with a $100 investment before you spend thousands of dollars
right.
on your pre-law education
right.
to find out whether this is really something for you. It's a great it's about 3 weeks, it sounds like.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
3 weeks to find out whether you really love law as much as you think you may at a minimal cost. So, Nicole, thank you so much for your time. Anything else before we go?
I'd like to just, again, remind interested individuals to please apply by that priority deadline. Contact me directly at nmiprelaw@gmail.com or 236-9800 if you'd like to discuss the application process further.
All right. We've been speaking with Nicole M. Torres, law clerk at the NMI Judiciary, about the 2014 summer pre-law program. Stick around the second half of the show. We're going to talk to a couple of graduates of the program after this break.
Hafa Day, this is Eulalia Villagomez of the Northern Marianas Humanities Council. Did you know that you can donate up to $5,000 to the Humanities Council through the CNMI Education Tax Credit Program? Donations from individuals and corporations qualify and can be used to offset your local wage and salary tax, BGRT, and earnings tax. Call our office at 235-4785 to see how you can support humanities programs in our community and obtain a tax credit for your donation. Thank you, and Jesus Masi.
Welcome back to Your Humanities Half Hour. We're talking today about the 2014 Summer Pre-Law Program put on by the NMI Judiciary. And joining us here in the second half of the show are two graduates of the program, Attorney Lillian A. Tenorio and Assistant Attorney General Cinta M. Kaipat. Ladies, welcome to Your Humanities Half Hour.
Thank you for having us.
So you folks actually participated in this program. How long ago was it? Lillian, let's start with you. Tell us your story a little bit.
20 years ago, Kathy.
Were you in the inaugural group or something?
No. Not the inaugural group.
Okay.
Maybe the third one or the fourth one after the inaugural group. But it was 20 years ago, it was, for me, it was the beginning of the first serious step towards really fulfilling an objective of becoming an attorney. So I knew then, okay, this is something that I am seriously going to consider by entering this program. I'm really taking the first serious steps towards going to law school, and then, you know, and then taking the bar and then becoming a licensed attorney. So it signified to me the first step towards making a commitment to fulfill that objective.
Now, at that time, had you already graduated from college with a BA degree, or were you in college?
Yeah. I had been working after getting my bachelor's degree for several years. How many years was that? Maybe about 10 years.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken. So I had a career, you know, earning a good salary.
What field were you working in, Anne?
Yeah, you may ask. When I got out of college after getting my BA, I worked at the Marianas Visitors Bureau.
Okay.
And then after that for about 4 years, and then after that I worked up at the legislature as a legislative assistant for about 4 years as well, if not maybe a little bit more. So,
Auntie Cinta, tell us, how did you get into the program and how long ago was it?
I was in the program with Lil.
Oh, okay.
So we're alums of 20-year happy anniversary. I came to the program a different way. After I went to the States, graduated, and received my bachelor's degree in 1993, and that took, you know, almost 20 years for me to achieve that, because I was going to school on my own, working full-time, going to school part-time, a combination of many different ways. And I didn't decide to go to law school right away. I really was trying to find an opportunity for me to get a better education while I was in the States. So I attended a trade school and actually majored in, I got an associate in secretarial science, and then got a job working for like an advertisement agency in Chicago. Worked there briefly for about 11 months and got an opportunity to work for another company, which was the best company I ever worked for, in my opinion, in the States. I worked for American Hospital Supply Corporation, 36,000 employees, worked in the legal department, and so I got my exposure there. Working in the group in corporate and securities law. And after working there for a while, I still felt that there had to be something more in me, that my potential hadn't been fully realized. So I decided to go to paralegal school, and I remember informing my then boss at the time. I said, guess what? I've decided I'm going to paralegal school. And his first remark to me was, paralegal school? Why not law school? And, you know, my thought at the time was, you know, would I be able to do well in paralegal school, let alone law school? But I surprised myself. I did do well in paralegal school. And the seed that he had planted in my mind, it began to grow. So as I was finishing up my paralegal studies, after taking a break, I decided to return to school and with an eye towards completing my bachelor's degree. And the long-term goal of law school. So I transferred to DePaul University in Chicago and graduated in 2003. And interestingly enough, I happened to come home for a visit, and on my way back, I was sitting on an airplane right next to this lady. And it turns out that she was, I found out that she had actually graduated from law school. And I said, wow, you know, this is really amazing. It turns out that her name was Virginia Onaham. Hmm. It turned out to be our first female judge, mm-hmm, of the Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. But at that time, she was working for, I believe, Congressman Miller at the time. Mm-hmm. So I met her for the first time. I went back to Chicago. I did share with her my aspirations to go to law school. And so about in summer of 94, I remember receiving a letter from the late Justice Ramon Villagomez. He wrote me a letter and said, Virginia told me that you're graduating from college and that you are interested in going to law school. And we have a pre-law program here. Perhaps you might like to come and attend it. And I wrote back and I said, I did graduate the year before. And right now, I'm just waiting to find out if law schools will accept me. Mm-hmm. And he wrote back and he asked, which law schools have you applied to? Because we have a relationship with, for example, New Mexico, mm-hmm. and some of the other schools. I wrote back, I said, thank you. Let me see if I can get in on my own first. And then if they don't accept me, then I'll come back and ask for your help. Unfortunately, I got in and came and attended the pre-law program with Lil.
So what was it, Lillian, that you gained, you feel, from being a part of this program?
What did I gain? What the program offered, which was to give you an idea, a preview of what law school would be like, how the courses are taught, which is so different from undergrad, the way undergrad classes are taught. So it gives you that preview, an idea of what it's all about, reading the cases, briefing them, coming up with a holding, and then learning how to apply it to factual patterns.
By the way, what's a holding?
when they hold you.
I didn't go to the pre-law program.
All right. The holding is what the court rules.
The ruling?
Yeah, the ruling.
Okay.
And that's another way of putting it.
But okay.
The essence of what the court says, this is their decision as to a particular issue. There may be several issues in an opinion. It covers a variety of things. But whatever, if you're in contracts, then you look for the holding as it applies to a contract situation. If you were in a civil procedure issue, then you look for the holding as to a civil procedure question. So that's what it is. What did the court say? What did it rule on?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so you learned to develop, to study those, to develop. You said it was different from undergraduate school. How was it different?
Well, with undergrad, what did you do? You read, and then you sort
took
of
notes.
Took notes, memorized, and then you spilled it all out in a test.
That's exactly what I felt I was doing in college.
In retrospect,
not much independent thinking,
some,
a lot of just... You know, repeat it back.
But law school is a lot of critical thinking. It's a lot of analysis. You're always taking the rules, the holdings of a case, and then applying it to factual patterns. That's what our tests were like, right? You had this factual pattern. You had to analyze it from A to Z and write and explain why you saw it this way and why you saw it that way. So there's a great deal of critical thinking involved. Very different from your traditional grad school course. I don't know if things have changed since mm-hmm. I've left mm-hmm. college, but it gave you an idea of what it was going to be like, and it is different. And a lot of reading of cases, old cases sometimes with sentences that go on and on and on.
Oh.
And so I also took away from it the degree of discipline that you needed to be able to sit through after being away from school for 10 years, and then applying your headset to a different way of thinking, a different structure of analyzing things, a different academic regimen.
Auntie Cinda, what do you feel was most helpful from the pre-law program in preparing for your further education?
Well, certainly, I echo everything that Lil says. What she's talking about is the acronym IRAC, Issue Rules, Analysis, and Conclusion. And she's absolutely right. It gave me a preview into the famous Socratic method of teaching. And I must say that I was often the guinea pig in the class of being on the receiving end of that with one of our professors, Professor Bronson, whom we fondly nicknamed Papa Smurf. So we had a lot of laughs in that class, but it certainly, the practice of law involves you dealing with many different cases with different factual situations and having to know how to take those facts and look at laws that have been laid out either through the courts or the legislature and being able to apply such laws or holding to the fact patterns and be able to you know, come up with your analysis. So that was very helpful. And I must say that it did give me a preview, but it was, for me, a small taste of what law school was like.
And obviously you liked it because you went on to law school. you tasted it and you liked it. For those that are listening that might be interested in the program, can you, as we go, can you offer any words of encouragement or advice?
I would say take advantage of it. You know, the program will be offered, and you have Nicole and her team of various people. The law clerks are certainly part of it. You don't have this program that comes out here. You know, we have very few opportunities for this type of thing to come out for our community to take part of. So I would encourage them. It's coming. It's being planned from June to July, and to take advantage of it and see Nicole Torres at the Supreme Court and sign up for it. I really encourage anyone who is interested in the law, you know, you don't have to set your mind already to going to law school. It could be something that you were considering. You don't have to be at my stage. Or Cinta, you were already going to law school, right? You were accepted already?
I hadn't yet started law school, but I was accepted
at
the time I entered the program.
Yeah.
And primarily I was just, I felt that any advantage I could try and get, I was going to grab it.
Do you have any advice for people who might be considering, maybe I should, you know, check it out, but maybe they have some kind of hesitation or...
Yeah, I mean, I would tell them, you lose nothing by coming to the program and entering and discover. You can decide one way or another whether it's for you or whether it's not for you, but you lose nothing by at least exploring that opportunity and finding out the programs. Like, you might surprise yourself and decide that, hey, you know, this is something that I might like to do. But, you know, take the leap of faith.
You know, in our class, I just wanted to point out, we had close to 20. We were one of the largest classes. And so you had people from all, as Cinta was talking about her background of and so on, her education. You know, you get people that are not, you know, it's not a cookie cutter thing. It's, you get people from all walks of
life,
from all different professions. We had people who were teachers. We had people who were
cops.
We had cops. What else? A variety of people who were working as counselors. So you really had this variety and representation of the community at that time, community of workers. So you had everyone from in their different. They were, you know, 20s. They were in their 30s, in their 40s. I don't think we had anybody in their 50s. But it's a representation of the community. And so and some of
you
them
don't have to be a certain type, is what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
It's just what's within you.
Yeah,
it's more an individual desire, curiosity to find out if this profession is for you. And even if you come and explore it and decide that it's not, you still have not lost anything.
And
you still gained something.
In our class, I think a good majority of us, I don't know, Nicole, if you have the stats, but a lot of us, six of us went on to law school. Including Cinta, myself, Lucy Blanco Maritita, Antonio Cabrera, Alicia Tomacani, who else? A whole bunch of people. And then a lot of, and then the others decided, oh, it wasn't for them, and that's fine. But at least you have an idea of what law school is all about and what it takes in order to become an attorney.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to come and share your experience with us, and I hope that the right people will be motivated to check it out.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for having us, and I want to thank Nicole and Justice Castro and the whole PILA program coordinators. And I invite everyone out there in the public, please come and explore the program.
Well, we've been speaking today about the 2014 Summer Pre-Law Program, and if you would like more information, you can contact Nicole Torres, law clerk at the Supreme Court. Her number is 236-9800, or you can email nmiprelaw@gmail.com. That's nmiprelaw@gmail.com, and the deadline is in April, so if you're at all interested, make sure you get in touch with them and get your application in before the deadline. Auntie Cinta and Lillian, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you, Kathy, for having me.
This has been your Humanities Half Hour. I'm Catherine Perry.
This program was supported by a We the People grant awarded to the Northern Marianas Humanities Council from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Any views, findings, conclusions, or recommendations expressed in this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily represent those of the National Endowment for the Humanities or the Northern Marianas Humanities Council.